107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's Greatest Hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. It is great to be joined once again by Shauna Costash with Stratford Public Library with our Queer Book of the Month. Good morning, Shauna.
Morning, Jamie. How are you today?
Doing great. It's always a pleasure to check in. Now, this is Pride Month, and it's also Indigenous Peoples a Month. So, Shauna, what is our Queer Book of the Month for the month of June?
Okay, so hold on to your coffee. We're going cerebral, but I promise it's worth it. This book is gorgeous. So it's A History of My Brief Body by Billy Ray Belcourt.
Okay, History of My Brief Body. Take it away, Shauna. I know you have a review.
I do indeed. So given our history, it's maybe no surprise that the lands we now call Canada are home to a peerless school of writers dismantling colonization. Dion Brand, Leanne Bettis-Moske Simpson, and Ronaldo Walcott all come to mind as authors working to decolonize notions of love and gender as a key part of healing. So Billy Ray Belcourt is a theorist, writer, and professor from Driftpile Cree Nation out in Alberta, and he hails from the same school of thought. His 2020 book, A History of My Brief Body, is so many things. It's most obviously a memoir, making meaning of his early life with his grandmother, his years at university, his career so far, and his first love. But at a deeper level, the book is also theory and poetry. He explores the idea of political depression, which is the sense that the usual forms of resistance, like direct action or critical analysis, can't make the world a better place anymore or offer us any comfort. In complex, gorgeous language, he shows how being a queer Cree man in Canada amplifies this sense. While he pulls no punches, the stunning book is dedicated explicitly to joy. Belcourt is clear that the sheer presence of Indigenous joy is proof that the colonial state can't endure as it is and aims to build narratives that will nurture a new utopia. For all these reasons, I can't think of a better book to celebrate both Pride and Indigenous History Month than A History of My Brief Body.
Okay, there you go. Great review there, Shauna. History of My Brief Body. This sounds like quite the book, quite the novel, quite the journey, if you will.
It is. It's a book where if you're a person who really likes linear narrative and really queer prose, you might struggle at first, especially the first chapter or so. Because he uses really dense language, like really dense with meaning. But it's one of those beautiful books where you can just kind of let your mind go and sort of take in all the different meanings he could possibly be implying. And if you're a person who really revels in that, if you're a lit major, for example, it's just a stunning, stunning book. The language does kind of settle down and tighten up as the book goes on. So if you're having a hard time the first couple chapters, I do recommend just keeping on powering through because he's got a lot to say about the suicide epidemic in the North and how it's disproportionately affecting Indigenous youth who are queer, which is something that doesn't get a lot of play in the media. So I think this is a really important book, especially for this month.
Always an amazing selection, amazing choices with Stratford Public Library. Shauna Costash with our Queer Book of the Month with Stratford Pride Community Center and Stratford Pride Guide, and certainly lots going on for Pride Month in City of Stratford and surrounding area. Shauna, of course, there's so much going on at Stratford Public Library. Anything else you want to spotlight while we have you on the phone lines?
Related to Pride Month, so we have a program specifically for teens. If they want to ask questions and get answers, if they're just new to coming out, if they're feeling a little unsure in their community and not sure what the standards are, how to behave within the LGBTQ+ community, there's a question and answer session that's going to be on Zoom. It runs June 9th from 7 to 8 p.m. It's with Brooke, and she's just an absolute sweetheart. She's our teen librarian. She's such a riot. And you can stay as anonymous as you'd like through the session. So you can join. Nobody can see your name. Nobody can see your phone number, anything like that. You can just listen. Or if you decide you want to kind of uncloak, as it were, and come out and say hi to people and ask questions, you're absolutely able to do that as well. So we're really excited for that. That's kind of a neat way to do things, I think.
Stratford Public Library, here and such an important part of our community. Shauna Costash. Always a pleasure, Shauna. And just before we let you go, I got to do a shout-out. It was great to see Whale of a Tale back for in-person sessions. That was at Upper Queen's Park. Trish looks so happy.
Oh, we're all so happy. Like, it's just every step we get closer to normality and seeing the patrons in person is just, it just feeds our souls. So being able to do in-person programs again is just huge for us. Yeah, I know she's thrilled, so.
And the website for Stratford Public Library?
Is splibrary.ca.
Shauna Costash with our Queer Book of the Month. Thanks so much, Shauna.
Thank you so much, Jamie. You have a great day. So we were sleeping.